Five parties that together secured a majority in elections last month took a step closer to forming the next Czech government by inking a coalition agreement on Monday morning. But how will so many parties get along in practice? And what can we expect from Petr Fiala as Prime Minister? Ian Willoughby discussed those questions with political scientist Petr Just.
It's going to be challenging for the upcoming government because their critics, they predict that this government will be very unstable, will be very fragile. The more political parties, the more clashes you will have. So it will be a challenge for the forming coalition to prove their critics wrong. So it will be their responsibility and it will be their motivation on the other side as well, to show that they can function despite the multi-member government, they can function quite in a stable way and in a stable manner. Whenever in past we've seen that there were some coalition clashes, they were usually initiated from within coalition. They were initiated by the instability between coalition partners, not much by the opposition. So it will be their challenge to keep this working in a better way than the previous governments were, because, as I said, previous governments usually failed on their own disputes.
What do you think are the particular issues on which tensions could arise that could cause fault lines in this coalition?
These issues are usually left out of any coalition agreements, naturally, because they would lead to tensions. I refer especially to issues related to value-based legislation, any legislation related to, let's say, same-sex marriages, some regulations in abortions and similar valued issues will probably be left outside of the coalition agreements, outside of the political governmental program, and it will probably be kept up to each MP and his or her decision whether they will support it once this legislation is initiated by some other parliamentarians.
What about Petr Fiala? What should we expect from him? Because he's likely to be less abrasive than Andrej Babiš, but does he have what it takes to be a good leader?
Many people underestimated Petr Fiala even during the pre-election campaign, and it's true that in the initial stage of the pre-election campaign, he did not act much in a way that we expect a strong, vocal, charismatic leader. But at the end of the campaign, and I'm not sure whether it was his own personal development or whether it was on the advice of his PR strategists or advisors, but he changed and proved to be a person who can have a strong, charismatic statements, and the speeches were much more like a vital. So he left the image of academician and turned to be more a politician. But very likely, compared to Andrej Babiš, will more focus on finding some balance between the coalition parties and between the coalition leaders.
My final question is Zbigniew Stanjura of the Civic Democrats. He says the new government won't back down if President Zeman refuses to accept any nominees for ministerial posts. What do you think would be the likely outcome if that situation did arise, if Zeman did reject some ministers?
It's easy to say it in advance that they will not back out and they will stay on their nominations. But when the situation arises, they will probably have to reconsider it once again. It would be unwise for this government to start its operations in a battle with the president. So we can see that Petr Fiala so far has been able to maintain a decent relationship with Miloš Zeman, not going like on his side, but not positioning himself as someone who goes against president by any means or under any circumstances.